From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. 18 people have been killed in three separate incidents Sunday as Indian troops conducted counterinsurgency operations in Indian Kashmir. 11 militants, 3 soldiers, and 4 civilians died during the clashes. The Indian soldiers and militants died in clashes south of Srinagar, the main city of the region, divided between India and Pakistan but claimed in full by both. The 4 civilians were killed when police opened fire on thousands of demonstrators who poured onto the streets to protest the operation. At least 10 people are dead after a building collapsed in central India after a heavy vehicle rammed into it. Al-Shabaab fighters launched coordinated attacks on 5 military camps in Somalia's Lower Shabelle region, killing at least 12 militants and a civilian. Somali officials say 2 suicide trucks filled with explosives blew up Sunday at the Amazon military camp in Bulamarer, about 110 kilometers south of Mogadishu. It's one of the main towns in the region. This was followed by Al-Shabaab infantry attacks on the camp. Moments later, a bomb-laden minibus approached another Amazon base and exploded. Al-Shabaab militants also attacked a third Amazon base in Barawe with mortars. A magnitude 5.3 earthquake hit western Iran on Sunday. State television reported there were no immediate reports of casualties or damage. A magnitude 7.3 earthquake in the same area in November killed more than 400 people and injured more than 8,000. This is VOA News. Israel said 10 of the 15 Palestinian protesters killed by Israeli gunfire Friday were, quote, documented terrorists who tried to sneak across the border. Friday's violence along the Gaza Strip was the deadliest day between Israelis and Palestinians since 2014. More than 1,400 people were injured. American University Middle East scholar Guy Zib tells VOA the lack of progress with peace talks is causing this conflict between Israelis and Palestinians.
The negotiations, so-called peace process, has been at a standstill since 4 years ago. The parties have just hardened their positions. The Trump administration is not really making a concerted effort to woo the Palestinians. And certainly what did not help was the embassy relocation decision.
President Trump announced last year that he wants to move the American embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Christians are celebrating Easter to mark the day when they believe Jesus, the Christ, their Savior, arose from the dead. As correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA, religion mixed with politics at the holy places in Jerusalem.
Pope Francis's appeal for peace came in his Urbi et Orbi message after having celebrated Easter Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. He said the message of the resurrection offers hope in a world marked by so many acts of injustice and violence.
E noi oggi domandiamo frutti di pace per il mondo intero.
The Pope begged for peace for the entire world, beginning with the beloved and long-suffering land of Syria, whose people are worn down by an apparently endless war. This Easter, the Pope said, may the light of the risen Christ illumine the consciences of all political and military leaders so that a swift end may be brought to the carnage. Francis demanded that aid be delivered to the needy in the war-torn country and called for fitting conditions for the return of the displaced. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
President Trump called for tougher immigration laws Sunday, promising that there would be no deal for so-called DACA recipients. On Twitter, he wrote, Border Patrol agents are not allowed to properly do their job at the border because of ridiculous liberal Democrat laws like catch and release. Getting more dangerous. Caravans coming. Republicans must go to the nuclear option to pass tough laws now. No more DACA deal. He said these big flows of people are all trying to take advantage of DACA. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.